or where he's been or where he's going or when this press conference is going to occur, but I know that some in Canberra, some of the media were told to get ready just after 10 o'clock this morning to hear from the Prime Minister about the Snowy Mountains scheme. Maybe he's trying to formulate something with a bit of detail because it's come out of the blue. Maybe there's some truth in that. Bill Shorten is holding a press conference now on a number of things, but he was asked about the Snowy Hydro announcement. He said, is this just more talk from Malcolm Turnbull, or are we going to see something actually happen? It is a bit of a surprise to hear something from Malcolm Turnbull that seems to be, you know, thought out. Maybe it wasn't thought out, but this sounds like as if it is thought out. It is something that we can make happen. It's an idea. It's about energy. And it's odd to hear something like that from the Prime Minister. Shorten says the idea is interesting and worthy of exploring, but wants details on costs and timing, etc., which is exactly what we're all waiting for right now.
Brace yourselves.
Basket of deplorables.
Smithy's deplorables are here. Deplorables. And they won't be silenced.
Filling the breach for one Andrew Bolt is the one and only Paul Murray from Sky News. G'day, be it Paul.
Hello, mate. I think I can only fill the ankles of Mr. Bolt's shoes.
Don't. He's been otherwise caught up. So thank you, mate, for filling in at short notice. I just noticed that Sky has some breaking news that apparently they're hearing that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is actively considering a plan to allow home buyers to tap into superannuation to buy homes. This is interesting. I made mention just a short time ago about it's odd to hear Malcolm Turnbull come up with a policy idea and try and activate it. But it is. It's something that we've found odd because he's sat on his hands for so long, hasn't he?
Well, correct. But also, you know, I think that, you know, if the breaking news is that he is considering, not deciding, well, that in and of itself is the problem. Look, I don't support the idea of superannuation being used for anything but your retirement. The whole purpose of superannuation was for you to amass it, X thousand dollars that meant you didn't have to go onto the pension.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be people pretty in the next 10 years or so who will have gone an entire working life under the sort of compulsory super system. So I get it. It's a big chunk of change. And, geez, wouldn't it be good to borrow against it? But the whole purpose of superannuation is for the back end. So yeah. I don't know how that system works. Does it work where, you know, it's only people of a certain age and it's younger people and then a percentage of it when they eventually sell a house goes back to the super company? Otherwise, aren't we just creating more demand on the age pension when, you know, when people will eventually need it, but maybe they didn't need it if they didn't use the money for a house?
Yeah, we partially solve housing affordability. Then we create a rod for our own back in terms of the reliance on the pension. You make a very good point.
Well, and also when we talk about housing affordability, look, there is one thing that a government can do. I don't believe that that federal governments can do an awful lot about housing affordability, but there's one thing they can do, and that is reduce immigration. 200,000 people join the queue every single year of the auctions around Australia. Now, until there's 200,000 new houses built every year, and let's be honest as well, we live in a country where if you've got $2 million, you can buy a visa. And those $2 million people, well, they're the ones who go and scoop up all the stuff close to the city. So we've got huge problems about who can buy and how many people we let into the country. But, of course, this is all not to be discussed. Big Australia is, it's like, you know, the same-sex marriage debate. There is only one opinion.
Yeah, it's almost as if the science has been settled. Now, we're hearing about the radicalisation of school kids at Punchbowl Boys High School, and now I noticed on the front page of the Telegraph today, you couldn't miss it, some terrifying behaviour inside the school, kids as young as 10, chanting the Koran, acting out beheadings with their fingers across their necks. There was even a case where a group of boys stood around a girl and called her, you know, horrible names like dog. Now, maybe the latter is something that isn't so unlikely in a school playground, but the rest of it, disgusting. And we've got to start identifying who these kids are and maybe even bring in federal agencies to keep tabs on it.
Well, why weren't they immediately suspended? Why weren't the parents forced to explain to the school officials? And if the school officials thought that the parents weren't serious enough, why weren't the police called in? I don't understand how this stuff keeps happening. And the response of the school system is, well, we've got a problem. Well, look, we'll have a big chat about it. Let's be honest. If you mucked up in the playground, you know, we're beyond the days of the cane. But what happens these days is that you can suspend and expel students.
Yeah.
Why weren't these students suspended or expelled?
Mm.
It's extraordinary to me that, you know, if a couple of football players were reenacting some sort of sex act with a girl, they would have been suspended. But when some kids are pretending to cut the head off somebody, oh, well, that's just a...
Because the attitude within the Education Department in New South Wales and many other departments around Australia is just this softly, softly left-wing approach where we don't sort of punish people, we counsel them, we don't tell them they've failed, we want to give them, you know, confidence and whatever, but they can threaten to slit our necks, but that's fine. They'll get over that. No, they won't. It is the start of something that could get very dangerous and out of control, and we should be nipping this stuff in the bud.
Well, and I'll be straight up. I don't trust the bloke who used to run Channel 2, Mark Scott, to be the bloke who fixes it.
No.
I mean, Mark Scott is, you know, yet another appalling appointment from the former dud education minister in New South Wales. I can't believe a Nationals MP would do this stuff with Adrian Piccoli.
No.
And Mark Scott seems that the main thing he wants to do is media interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard more from the Director General of Education in the past, you know, 2 weeks since that bloke took over the job than anyone who's ever had the job before.
He's a communications spokesman.
Well, correct. And it's all, oh, look, you know, thanks very much. We understand your concern. Yes, there's a real issue here. Where is a line in the sand?
Yeah.
At what point is there a line in the sand? And what annoys me about the society that, you know, the Loveys want to create is that the line in the sand is one that only is drawn after serious acts of violence. And even then, when there are acts of violence, we see idiots like Clover Moore saying, oh, well, the Lindt Cafe wasn't a terrorist attack. Like, we are in such denial of what is going on here. This is not, you know, Italian kids in the 1950s mucking around. This is an existential threat to the way that we live, to our laws, and if our schools are not the testing ground for a future society, well, I'm sorry, I don't know what else is. That's why teachers have to have authority. That's why consequences have to be suspension or expulsion when kids do stuff like this. It's not on in Australia.
Not on in Australia. Should not be on in Australia. And I don't think the public will put up with the softly, softly, you know, communication spokesman for the Education Department trying to have counselling classes and, you know, replace a principal with another principal. That's not the answer. They've got to get in the face of some of these kids, quick, smart, and their parents and sort it out. You're dead right. Mate, we'll be watching. Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, what about also the story that went under the radar? I know you talked about it, and Ray has as well. But, you know, in Fairfield, where there is, you know, 5,500 of these Syrian refugees have all been dumped into one area, the local police are thinking about having strike action because there's not enough cops to deal with this area.
Mm.
Now, you know, Punch Bowl is not too far away from Fairfield, and way too often Western Sydney, southwestern Sydney, is a dumping ground for people in the bureaucracy or politicians, and they say, well, fine, just put the problem there, and the problem never goes onto the northern beaches, never goes into the inner city, and certainly never goes into the inner west of Sydney, where all of these people live. So they can say, open doors, there's no consequences. Well, of course there aren't, when it's just a bunch of white hipsters having having organic coffee on a Saturday morning. They don't see what happens as a result of their open idea.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And as an old Fairfield boy myself, I've been out there a few times recently, and the place has changed, and they need to have, you know, proper policing numbers to keep up. I think the murder rate is well above the state average at the moment as well. So, you know,
that's of course just geographic. There's nothing personal. There's nothing else going on there.
Yeah. All right, mate. Good to have you on the program. Thank you for filling in at late notice, and all the very best with your program tonight on Sky.
Pleasure. Anytime. Congrats again on the numbers, mate.
All right, mate. Thank you very much. Paul Murray, Sky News. Makes sense every time I get him on the program. And it's the kind of stuff that you have been saying. This softly, softly approach. I don't care what religion they are or what ethnicity they are. It shouldn't happen in an Australian school where you're symbolising the slitting of throats to teachers, or you're chanting the Quran. It's not Australia, and we shouldn't put up with it. And to simply replace a principal thinking, oh, we're going to change the attitude in this school, yeah, rubbish you are. 25 minutes to 1, 25 to 12 in Queensland.